Hello, everyone. Welcome to Just Getting By for Friday, the 7th of October, 2011. My name is Craig Jones, and I am joined, as always, by the increasingly connection-deficient Chemslave. How are you doing, Chemslave? Please, please tell me that you sound good. Oh, yes, you sound good. No, you sound fantastic. Thank you. All right, so how are you doing?
I don't know. I'm slurry speechless. I think I feel good.
Excellent. All right, so we have a quick show in store for you today. I just have a quick update to a story that has been floating around for a while now. Now, Chemslave, what does the name Fast and Furious mean to you?
Really crappy movie?
Exactly. And it's also a really crappy federal program.
Oh?
A really crappy federal program that cost a Border Patrol agent his life last December.
Oh my god, what did they do? Did they torture him?
No, not quite. But what happened was, do you know what the ATF is?
Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
That's right. It is a division of the Justice Department that is involved in criminal prosecution of persons or organizations that traffic illegally in firearms, alcohol, and tobacco. And the ATF had a program called Fast and Furious. It was a program whereby they would have a stockpile of weapons, guns, and they would arrange for them to fall into Mexican drug cartel hands. And it was a way of almost entrapping them, catching them red-handed in gun trafficking, so that if they could link these guns back up to Fast and Furious guns, they would know that they were trafficked illegally into the country, and the persons who did that could be arrested. I mean, it sounds good on the surface, doesn't it?
Well, let's catch those nut jobs.
The problem is that these guns were real guns, and, you know, they had live ammunition in them, and they gave them to very violent people. And these people used these American guns, and they killed an American Border Patrol agent. And it is likely that they are responsible for the deaths of many Americans in the Southwest United States. This is the issue. The federal government bought guns for Mexican drug cartels. Said that way, it is clear just how misguided Fast and Furious was, isn't it?
Exactly. That's going completely ass backwards than what you'd think they would be doing.
As a matter of fact, there is nobody that supports this program now. The Obama administration denounced it. The Justice Department denounced it. The House and Senate have denounced it. And both the House and Senate have opened up hearings to try and investigate the providence of this Fast and Furious program. Now, the issue is just how much did the White House know about Fast and Furious? They claim they didn't know anything about it. They claim that they found out about it when everybody else did. And the Republican House representatives and the Republican minority in the Senate have tried to get the Justice Department and White House to release documentation detailing conversation between ATF and the White House. Now, unfortunately, up until a few days ago, they were being stonewalled and basically told to go pound sand. That you're not going to see those records. Just take our word for it that, you know, the White House had no idea about Fast and Furious. But now, the Obama administration is starting to release documentation. And it shows that somebody highly involved in Fast and Furious did have conversations extensive conversations with members of Obama's National Security Department. So this is leading to some very unflattering questions of the Obama administration. It is thought that people very high up in the Obama administration knew about Fast and Furious, up to and possibly including the current Attorney General, Eric Holder. So if Eric Holder knew about Fast and Furious, then it even becomes possible that Obama himself knew. And this is the crux of the issue. This is where we start to kind of, you know, get into the weeds a little bit. Because almost everybody has said that the people responsible for Fast and Furious needed to be fired. They needed to be let go as soon as possible. But if that includes Eric Holder and Barack Obama, well, then that becomes much more complicated.
What, we can't we fire them all?
Oh, we can, but we need to defeat them in elections. So, that being said, you know, this could be the scandal that finally does the Obama administration in.
Nah.
Why do you say that?
Maybe for election, but I don't think it's... You know, I have this feeling that this is probably going to be pushed under a rug again, like everything else.
You know what? You're probably right. As a matter of fact, the Obama administration has survived quite a few scandals, not the least of which is this ongoing Solyndra scandal. And now with Fast and Furious, it just keeps getting worse and worse. All right, so we have that story taken care of now. So, Chemslave, do you have anything you want to say?
About that topic, not... I have this interesting topic that I've found.
All right.
Be wary of your Wi-Fi signal.
Why is that?
It could be used to track your movement inside your house.
How the hell is that?
Well, actually, I'm sort of being slightly facetious because it's not completely your Wi-Fi signal, but they can use Wi-Fi signals to track movements inside of a building.
Okay, so how is this done?
When you breathe, I don't understand this topic that the stuff behind it that well, but when you breathe, you cause some type of like a movement of the Wi-Fi signal. So if you have a signal like triangulated or have like several like receivers set up like around a building, you can track the movements of people like in the house if they're breathing or not, even if they're lying down or not, like walking, standing, lying still, sitting. That you can find out that there's a living body right there. And
yeah, that's not creepy, is it?
No, not at all. This is done by researchers at Cornell University. And I started to read their like article about it. It's someone who's not like into the whole like technology, like that side of technology, that side of like the whole like physics. I really don't understand much of it, but like in their introduction, they set up like how you like first responders, police officers would be able to like set up like drop like these little receivers around your house or around a building and use information from a database such as Google Maps and GPS coordinates. They could figure out the layout of the house, and then they could sort of track movements inside the house. So if there's like some type of hostage situation, hey, they'll know where all the people are. Of course, on the other hand, they could also like be spying on you and using sort of these types of receivers, like these Wi-Fi receivers, plus like some type of wiretapping. They could see you moving around and see you talking and hear you talking, hear you moving around. So it's really interesting that they could truthfully set up the whole spying situation, sort of like a 1984-esque, sort of like, oh yeah, we know exactly what you're doing right now. It's really creepy.
Yeah, that is creepy. So, Chemslave, what are the implications of this? Is this easily done? Is this something that we all need to be concerned about? What?
It doesn't seem to be something that you'd be doing, like, on everyone. This just seems to be something that you'd have to, like, sort of put a bit of work into, because you'd have to set up all the spots, have all the GPS, like, information in. I would consider this to be something that they would do, like, if there is, like, a hostage situation or something like that, but I... Truthfully, other than the creepy factor, I don't think they will be doing this to citizens at large. Unless, of course, they somehow decide that you're a terrorist. Then, I wouldn't be so shocked. So, those people who call themselves terrorists or lone wolves, I would look out. Be slightly tone that, those things down. I'd probably, not have those urges.
Well, we are screwed then.
Yes.
Exactly. All right, so do we have anything else to say about this?
Well, not really. Well, that's a quick show.
Yeah, it has been a quick show. You know, I don't, it's funny, when it comes to this story about Wi-Fi triangulation, I almost think there must be something else involved in this, because I find it hard to believe that breathing could so accurately tell you so much information. So I, you know, I would be very interested to see more reporting done on this, because it's a fascinating subject.
And you scientists, one of the people who were doing this research, talked about how they were, noticed variations in wireless signal strength triggered by a person's breathing, but it's only like at certain locations around the room. So I'm guessing maybe that's the reason why they have to have more than one of these, transceivers that like Wi-Fi things set up around the building. Because if you don't have several of them, you'll only see like part of the picture. So
exactly, yeah.
So it seems to be more of a like a pipe dream than anything else at the moment.
Very possible. All right, so on that note, Chemslave, I think we will end the week. It's a shame to end on such a big brotherish kind of subject, but there you have it. We had a strange week because of the iPhone announcement on Tuesday. So we did our technology segment on Monday. Usually that's a good way to end the week on a high note. But, having your privacy basically, you know, ended for all eternity, that's not terrible, is it?
No, we carry around our cell phones all the time, and they have their GPS devices.
Absolutely. So, you know, we all have to get used to this at one stage or another. All right, so if you have anything you want to say to us, anything you want to agree with or disagree with, please email us. Our email address is feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. I'll say that again, feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. And go to our website, justgettingbypodcast.com, where you will find links to all of today's news items and those of previous shows. Also, you'll find links to email us and to subscribe in iTunes and your favorite podcaster of choice. So, Chemslave, that being said, thank you for joining me this week, and I will talk to you on Monday.
Yep, see you then.